Hello, it's Bruce from the Willows again. In the past, we've looked at suffering, illness, and where is God in all of these things. But before that, you may remember that we looked at this. What is God like? And also, do we really know him? And today, the message I have to share with you is called Knowing and Believing and Knowing and Obeying. There are many kinds of knowing. There is mathematical knowledge, such as that's based on reasoning and science, etc. And there is a personal knowledge. If we try to explain personal knowledge in either mathematical or scientific terms, the result is ludicrous. It is through personal knowledge that God can be known, because he is a person. Personal knowing comes through the mutual commitment of a person. So knowing God comes only when we commit ourselves to him. So first of all, number one, knowing and believing. There is a verse in 1 John 4 that says in Scripture, if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. I wonder, do we believe that Jesus is divine, that he is God? It is the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is an antichrist, because he denies the Father and the Son. Who is the liar? Is it whoever denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Such a person is an antichrist, denying both the Father and the Son. Because the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, and others deny that Jesus is the Son of God, equal with the Father in heaven, they, I'm afraid, are false prophets. And we need to insist that this is so. There is only one person who can lead us to a true knowledge of the living God, and that is Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior of the world. It was Jesus that said, I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus also said to Peter, salvation is found in no one else, for there are no other names under heaven given to us by which we must be saved. That is why it is essential to receive Jesus into our lives and not simply to believe in God. Knowing God is simply not possible without believing in and receiving Jesus as the true Son of God. And number two, knowing and obeying. Knowing and believing, yes, but also knowing and obeying. John also says we know that we have come to know him if we obey his commandments. If we really know and have a personal loving relationship with God, we shall want to please him. Jesus said, I always do what pleases my Father. And Paul said, we instructed you how to live in order to please God. In a marriage service, the bride and bridegroom promise to love and cherish each other. And sometimes the bride will promise to obey her husband. Sometimes both of them will make that promise. However, we need to remember that if we really love a person, we will want to please them. And surely we want to please God if we truly love him. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." To know God is to love God, to abide in him, and to keep his commandments. So then, if in our home, or our place of work, in our private and social life, if we have one supreme aim, it should be not to be religious, but to love and obey God. And that will be a very good test that we do really know him. So, my friends, knowing and believing God and knowing and obeying God will prove that we really do know and love him. I used to deny God's existence, but when I came to know him and obey him, my life changed for the better. My life was transformed, and my family and friends saw a new me. That wasn't because of me, that was because of God. Because once I came to know and obey him, he worked in my life like no one else could have done. Praise be to God. Amen.